And say if someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
looks a bit peaked.
Okay. And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
husky.
Okay. Or he's not weak, he's...
strong.
What's the difference between strong and husky?
Well, a man, I would think that a man's personality or person body would be husky, and strong would be his muscles.
Mm-hmm. What about the word stout?
Stout? Well, stout is like strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think of the person as being a little overweight if he's stout?
It is used that way quite a bit, yes.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you say that he's...
good-natured.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs, he's...
skinny.
Or if he's always stumbling and dropping things, he's...
he's, oh, clumsy.
Mm-hmm. And a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
plain goof, I guess.
Did you ever use the word fool?
Yes, some.
How would you use that?
Well, as you asked that question, the say he is a plain fool, why, anybody that makes a mistake or gets into trouble quite a bit, why, he's...
is that a very insulting word, or...?
Not an insulting word, but it's a kind of a... might hurt a little bit if somebody would...
And a person who has a lot of money but really holds on to his money, it'd be a...
miser.
Any other name for him?
Well, we have a slang expression saying chinchy.
Mm-hmm. Chinchy?
Yeah.
Is that from Spanish?
I think so, yeah. Uh-huh.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, I guess his personality is very questionable.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is a person that doesn't take care of himself or do anything,
mm-hmm.
tries to elevate himself.
Then you just call him a...
commoner.
It's an insult then.
Well, yes, I guess so.
What if you say that a girl is very common? What would that mean?
Means that more than likely that she was a girl of the street or something like that, I guess.
Or a prostitute?
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
And say an old person, maybe around 80 or so, who still gets around real well and does all their work and doesn't get tired, you'd say, for his age, he's still mighty...
mighty active and mighty
uh-huh.
strong.
Do you ever use the word spry or chipper or
spry.
Huh?
Spry, yes.
Okay. And say if your children were out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
And someone else might say, well, they'll get home all right, just don't...
worry about them.
And say a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
afraid.
And you say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now, she...
been up there
uh-huh.
quite often.
Or, using the expression used to be, you say, why should she be afraid now? She
used to be up there, or used to be afraid, or...
uh-huh. Or she wasn't afraid before. You say she used to be, or didn't used to be, or...
oh, she didn't used to be afraid.
Uh-huh.